The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hey there.
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
Great song.
We're doing two search. Well, we actually just finished one search.
Okay, was it successful?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and then we're doing another one. So,
nice.
Yeah. It's exhausting, though.
Two searches is a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah. That's Leonard Nimoy-esque, isn't it?
Are you on both of the search committees?
No. I mean, I participated in the other one.
Good.
But I am on the current one, and it's very accelerated. Mm-hmm. So
nothing wrong with that.
Moving fast.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah. Happy trails to finish the term strong and be able to finish all those up. It's a
right
good time
back
of year.
At ya.
Yep.
Professor
Thank you very
Mile.
Much. We all need it. Sitting around the table in his No Kings t-shirt, which also says Nope, with the crown being an E on the back of it, it's Professor Stephen Manning.
Nope.
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 What's up?
Gas prices?
Gas prices. I'm glad to be home. I figured out that I got back from Phoenix recently, and I figured out that in the last 3 weeks, I've been on 9 different airplanes,
well,
air flights.
That's no fun at all.
So I'm glad to be home, and I'm not getting on a plane for the foreseeable future.
Professor Dave Chow is here, runner-up Mayor Pro Tem, Berkeley, Michigan.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give you Kennings until we figure out what your role is.
I have no idea what it is. So
tell us about the skateboard, though. That sounds kind of interesting.
Oh,
can you talk about it?
I'm doing a skateboard for the Ann Arbor Skate Park. This is my 4th one.
Okay.
Very cool. Yeah, you designed this.
What does it look like compared to last year's? Because last year's was really cool.
This one's a little different.
Artist.
It's a little different. You'll find out.
Next year, you ride the skateboard?
No, I don't ride any of them. No. Actually, I designed them to be rideable, but nobody ever rides.
All right. Be sure to circulate a picture of it so we can critique it.
That's right.
I'm not done yet. So.
Oh, I know.
I'm not done. I'm not done at all.
That's all right. Professor Jim Tubbs is here, retired Department of Religious Studies.
Hello, hello.
And yet still going strong.
Well, going, yeah.
Strong is a relative term.
So if it got to the...
going somewhere.
If it got to the hundreds after you left the Southwest, like, where was it when you left?
Oh, when we were... It was in the 70s. Oh, the 2 weeks that we were in Scottsdale. It was perfect. Just go out.
Oh, wow.
What my
cool.
brother loves the most about being there in the winter is that you can just go out and take a walk anytime,
yeah.
and it's very, very nice.
Very nice.
Hardly
very
ever
nice.
A cloud in the yep. sky. Miss Diane Manica said to say hello.
Oh, that's Aww. Nice. That's nice. We'll send her a Johnny Mathis gift card.
Okay. Like Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis.
Yes. Yep. That's right. Professor Dan Maggio is here.
Heidi.
What's going on over in the first organization?
Oh, interesting. It's busy. Getting
Good.
Ready for championship.
Of course.
You know, they're coming for our water, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought when he said pipe that there was just going to be a big pipe from Lake Michigan all the way down.
I think eventually when parts of the country run out of water, they're going to look towards us.
Yeah,
yes.
I think they will.
Seriously.
The name of our state is Big Water in Anishinaabe. So
the next world
they're
going
to know where
that.
To find it. That's right.
Just say no.
So you're predicting Mad Max. We'll get everybody else's prediction later
that's what
on.
I'm predicting. Yep. We're already there. Matt.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm like, we're already there.
Professor Danielle Maxwell from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry is here.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How was whatever meeting you were coming from?
Not good.
Oh.
This week is super hell. Let's just
super
put it that way.
Okay.
Not good meeting with student.
Oh, meeting with student. Well, that's all you had to say.
Yeah, I
like,
you were
I
talking
mean,
about
come
a meeting
on.
With colleagues. But.
No, I gave an exam this week. Multiple issues.
They just didn't have CAD drawings.
They
on
had
them.
To know things and...
They had to know things, and sometimes they didn't know things. They resorted to some things that break some rules.
Uh-oh.
Ah, yes.
Not fun.
Not fun. Not fun.
We will do our best to give you a vacation for this small amount of time we are together. We have a very special guest panelist today. Professor Kieran Ahrens from Department of Philosophy is joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank
We're
you.
We're so glad to have you here.
Heck yeah.
Talk to us about something positive from your semester.
Please.
Well, Kierkegaard once said that the purpose of philosophy is to make life more difficult.
Yep.
Not easier. So.
And Kierkegaard sure knew how to do it.
But the cool thing is that when you, because I actually talk about that in intro,
when you ask students, have you heard of the expression a leap of faith? They're all like, oh, yeah, we know that. You know, we've heard of that. And I'm like, yeah, this is the guy.
Here's the guy.
What courses do you have this term?
I'm teaching a course on democracy. It's a social political.
Nice.
And I'm teaching an introduction course.
All right. Very nice. Yeah. Nice array
democracy
there.
Course is very relevant.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very relevant.
What's this thing called, democracy?
I hope it doesn't turn into a history course.
Yes, I do too. That was democracy.
It's been forgotten for millennia before, and then it came back.
And then it came back. That's true. That is absolutely true. Professor Beth Oljar is here, also from the Department of Philosophy. How is everything, Beth?
Going okay.
All right. No, we'll take it. We'll
getting
take it.
Toward the end of the semester.
Getting towards the end.
The slow crawl.
Although a lot of people said to me today feels like it should be the end of Dead Week. And I'm like, I got some real bad news for you. There's two more weeks to go. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize or maybe a new edition of the ATP coffee mug and an autographed photograph. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you just the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. And listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, we got an email. Me wants coffee mug. And any other goodies you have lying around.
Me wants.
Okay.
Greetings.
So the children are sending questions.
Yeah, exactly. Now.
Captain Caveman can write?
Oh. Greetings, erudite eggheads of the ether. In recognition and honor of the University of Detroit Mercy's connection to the Society of Jesus, here are 8 questions about the Jesuits. This is our very, very long-standing question center, Robert Duvalier, who was sending us questions when I was an undergrad, I just like to say. So he is still in Ferndale, Michigan.
Wait a minute, he was in Royal Oak at one point.
Well, he's in Ferndale, Michigan, and even sent us his number. Maybe
still
we'll have to text him.
Still remember having conversations with him about the X-Files.
Yep. I was told by Michael that there was a time, and this student, Kevin Zajac, was older than I was, just to give you a point of reference. Kevin would come and play the piano in the background during the show, and Robert had his own theme song when he sent questions. You would have remembered that era, right, Dan? I mean, Kevin was here when you were on the show.
He played over when we were in the Smith Media Center.
Smith Media Center, that's right.
There was a piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Our next set of questions comes from Robert Delvalle. Of Troy, Michigan.
This is surreal.
Yes, it's a Troy day. Mm-hmm.
It's like being in a cottage in Michigan and during a wet week. It won't stop raining!
Hand me your Chinese checkers.
Calm now.
Who was the only Jesuit, as of the writing of these questions, who had been awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor? I see the name. I don't know what the incident is. All I have is the name.
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Congressional Medal of Honor, yeah.
Jesuit only priest. Jesuit.
Tell me it's not Father Laughlin.
No.
Barragan?
I don't even think he's a Jesuit.
Nope.
He
was not. Initials, JTO are the initials.
Father John.
O'Brien.
Timothy.
Wait a minute. I thought that was a car Stephen drove in the 60s. Oh, no.
So it says, I'm not sure.
GTO.
GTO, yeah.
Same first name as my oldest son.
Joseph.
And you had O'Brien. We could go down all of the very Irish
O'Brien. O'Neill, O'Hara.
It's O'Callaghan. Joseph O'Callaghan. I'm not sure I recognize
What did he do to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor?
Does not say.
That's usually something
does
military.
Not say.
Was he a priest that served in the military?
That's a good guess.
Must have been.
It is entirely possible.
Did it give a year?
It does not.
Oh.
Because that's not a civilian award.
Name the English poet who penned this descriptive line, quote, bland as a Jesuit, sober as a hymn.
Wow.
Bland as a Jesuit, sober.
Shakespeare.
No, I mean, that's great, but that's not what it is.
Gerard Manley Hopkins?
It wasn't Hopkins. It wasn't an actual Jesuit as far as I can tell.
Can you give us a time frame?
I can't really give you a time frame. The initials are W-E-H.
William Edward Hill.
Wally. Wilhelmina.
Hunter.
This is tough.
Tell me about it.
The only other thing I've got is, because we have 4 people who live in Berkeley at the table, same as a really short side street that starts with H in the city of Berkeley.
Catawba.
H?
Catawba.
Hatalpa.
I haven't lived there long enough. Don't know.
H. Henrietta?
Hayes is a good guess. Mm-mm.
Herbert.
It says Henley here.
Henley.
W.E. Henley. I don't even have a first name. It's pretty rough, actually.
Yeah, it was going to be my hand.
Who composed the Baroque musical piece Tarantella Napoleana? Tono Hypodorico.
I don't have that
an
in my
Italian
Shazam.
Italian Jesuit.
This is up your alley.
No, it's not.
Wow, I don't even know how to give a clue here. First name is Athanasius. Last name, Kircher.
On the tip of our tongue.
Kircher. Wow.
That was the next name I was going to suggest.
If his goal was to stump the panel, he is doing a grand job of it.
Robert, you are wild. You're getting that mug. Me want coffee mug.
He's getting a mug. What are we losing?
Seriously.
Sleep.
And we're all affiliated with a Jesuit institution. That's the sad part.
I know.
Who directed the 1951 film The First Legion? I'm not familiar with the film.
John Huston.
John Ford.
That's a really good guess. The initials are D.S.
Donald.
Nope.
David.
Devin.
Daniel.
This is just a very poor heuristic.
These
here.
Are all...
I'm just going to guess. These are all Jesuits.
S.J.'s, yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Can you give us a year for the movie?
1951.
Oh, 51.
Yeah. 51.
Damon...
Bing Crosby.
It says Douglas Sirk.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, you knew this.
This was the basis of the show The Wire, actually.
Oh.
David Simon, another DS.
There you go.
Based McNulty's character from The Wire on the
nice connection.
Middle management military figure that Kirk Douglas played in that.
Wow. All right. That is such a good show.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And there is a particular episode in which two of the leading characters, McNulty and another one, inspect a crime scene. And for, I'm not kidding you, 5 minutes straight, all they say is the F word and variations on it.
Oh, that could be an Irish show, and then it would be just run of the mill.
It's just hysterical.
What's the name of the film again?
The First Legion is
First
what it's called,
Legion.
1951.
51.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Next question, Paul Morphy, 1837 to 1884, acknowledged in his day as the world's greatest chess player, was an alumnus of what American Jesuit institution?
Georgetown.
It's not what it says.
Boston.
If I remember correctly, it's the one that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, then I don't know.
A Wheeling?
Not Wheeling. It's on the brink of not existing. I don't know how else. I'm going to get in trouble
University
here.
University of Scranton?
No, and I'm trying to remember what state it's in. It's a southern state.
Spring Hill?
Spring Hill is what it says here.
It's Alabama.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, where Cy was.
Georgia, I think.
One of Marty Lever's daughters is Spring Hill.
Okay, well then I take it all back. Wheeling is the one that closed.
Didn't Father Henry?
Oh, yeah, Wheeling closed.
Well, no, it didn't close. What? It's just not Jesuit anymore.
How many people looked at the map when you said that?
I know. Always looking at
the answer's up there.
I bet that someone will know this one off the top of their head because it's a wonderful piece of trivia. Name the celebrated American writer who taught English at the University of Detroit from 1962 to 1968.
Joyce Carol Oates.
Joyce Carol Oates taught English here.
But she wasn't a Jesuit.
Detroit Mercy. She's not.
But she taught at a Jesuit university.
And lived in our neighborhood.
That's she could spell Jesuit. Mm-hmm.
Name the celebrated British actress who received an honorary doctorate from the University of Scranton in 1981, then returned in 84 to teach a course in acting, then returned in 94 and gave the commencement speech.
Is this one of the Richardsons?
Mm-mm. Initials G.J.
Glenda Jackson?
Glenda Jackson is who it was. Very well done. Very well done. Nice. And last but not least, he only gave us eight, but they were beautiful and very, very difficult. What is the motto of Stonyhurst College in Lancashire, England?
Drink up, be happy.
Special credit.
Semper Fi?
No.
You're in the north of England. Deal with it.
I mean, I can give it to you.
When it rains, we learn.
Exactly. I love it.
And therefore, constant learning.
Knowledge is good. Yeah. Oh, no, that was Emil Faber.
It says it here in French, and I know I'm already going to get roasted for my French. Quand je puis is what it says, as much as I can, which is a pretty interesting motto if you think about it.
No, that's at the tuition office.
When it rains, we learn is the follow-up.
I can't believe he didn't ask us who was the only Jesuit elected to the U.S. Congress.
Oh, my God. No, that's right. That's right.
Who is that?
Bob Drynan.
That's right.
Father Robert Drynan.
Right.
Is the current Pope a Jesuit?
He is not.
No.
He's just a dude.
Pope Bob.
He can spin a basketball.
The former pope was the first Jesuit.
That's right. No, I knew that.
I remember Beth, when he was announced, Beth said, hey, those Jesuits are freaks.
A White Sox fan.
Yay. He is a White Sox fan. Selected a Jesuit, so I was delighted. And then, of course, I actually really liked Francis. And apparently, on a recent visit from some folks in the Holy See, they got basically threatened.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
We remember that one time the Pope vacationed in Avignon.
Yeah, let's bring that up again.
You gotta be careful with
the U.S. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Sheesh.
If you don't do what we want you to do, you might be
looking. Be on the right side.
That's right.
Be on the right side.
We might sick the MAGA right on you.
Unbelievable. Dear Ask the Professor panelists, years ago there was an ATP episode where the panelists were asked if Professor Maggio was taller than a certain celebrity. I don't recall if it was Al Pacino or Robert De Niro, but
was
hilarious to me, and it stuck with me very much.
Definitely
so.
Definitely taller than
that. It got me thinking that your show needs another Are They Taller Than?
Oh,
so
no.
To ride on the coattails of Professor Maxwell's obsession with Taylor Swift, the attached questions will ask the professors if a certain celebrity is taller, shorter, or exactly the same height as Taylor Swift.
Amazing. Oh,
no. Please enjoy. Thanks again and sincerely, our friend Judy Palmer.
She's like five,
Judy
five, Palmer. Five,
Palmer.
Yeah, she is
really?
Rather tall.
I think we should just let Danielle answer all these questions.
I have to know the other people. This is
the
hard part.
She's the ringer.
It says, taller than Taylor Swift, ? Taylor Swift checks in somewhere between 5'10 and 5'11 and much taller in heels during her performances. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the quiz, let's make her height 5'10. Are the following 25 people shorter, taller, or the same height as Taylor Swift? Let's start with a softball.
Tell your mob boss.
Tom Holland.
Shorter.
He's
definitely shorter.
Yep.
He's only 5'8", according to this question set. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
He's shorter than Zendaya.
Zendaya is the next question.
Oh. The girlfriend, right?
The girlfriend.
Possibly wife.
I think they're married now.
Oh. Yeah, possibly.
They are actually married now.
Yes.
Yep.
I think she's about the same as
I'll go same.
I'm letting Professor Maxwell revel in this. Waiting until she responds.
I'm going to say like an inch shorter.
So Zendaya is exactly the same height as Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Shorter.
She's only 5'3".
She's tiny.
She's 5'3", yeah. So you're on a roll, by the way.
She and Dr. Props. Ruth.
Seriously.
Yeah, she was like under 5 feet, though. 4'11"? Yeah.
What would you say about Stephen Colbert?
Ooh.
Oh,
same.
Oh, he's taller. He's taller.
He is taller. He's 5'11". He's actually an inch
by an
taller
inch.
Than
okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A half an inch. Combs the hair differently.
How about Walter White himself, Bryan Cranston?
He was just on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Taller?
He is. He's taller. He's 1 inch taller than Taylor Swift. Yep.
So exactly the same height as Stephen Colbert.
Exactly.
That's what they looked like in the video that I remember in my head.
How about Charlize Theron?
Taller.
She's taller.
Don't know who that is.
She's tall.
You know her?
No, I think she's about the same.
No, I think she's taller.
You know what it says here? She's exactly the same height as Taylor Swift.
I think she's the same, yeah.
As long as one of you says it, I'm giving full marks.
I've seen her in a lot recently. But...
Oh, no, she's been...
Atomic Blonde?
Yeah. Atomic... Oh, gorgeous fight scene.
Mm-hmm. Last thing I remember seeing her in was one of the Mad Max movies, so...
Oh, the Fury
not
Road.
Not in that one, but in other places, she had to be one of the most beautiful people ever to walk here.
Oh, but do you remember the Oscar speech? That outfit that she came out in?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Our next celebrity can't help but bring up his extremely great cameo from the Simpsons movie. The United States has run out of magic, so they decided to borrow some of mine. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Taller.
Is Tom Hanks taller than
taller.
Taylor Swift?
Taller.
The same? Yeah, he's actually over 6 feet, so he's a little bit taller than her. Cindy Crawford, for all of you Gen X.
Taller,
I think.
She's
taller, too.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah. I'd say the same.
Same or taller.
We go the same. They're model-esque.
I'm following Danielle almost exactly. She's getting everyone right. Cindy Crawford is the same height as Taylor Swift. Hmm. Yep. I think she's always in heels, too. She always feels like she's taller. How about
Naomi Campbell's taller, I think.
Mm-hmm. How about Garth Brooks?
Shorter.
No, about the
taller.
Same.
Jeez. Danielle said taller. Garth Brooks is taller than Taylor Swift. He's over 6 feet tall.
The hat gives it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Princess Kate. Oh, we're getting real specific.
She's so thin, it's hard to tell.
I think shorter.
No, I don't think she's shorter.
I think
she's
the
about the same.
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 And what was yours, Danielle?
Same.
Kate is actually an inch shorter than Taylor Swift.
5'9", I was thinking.
Wow.
She's 5'9".
Another softball for y'all. How about Ryan Seacrest?
Shorter.
He is really short. No, shorter.
Yeah, I'll say shorter. He looks short in the talk shows.
He's tiny.
He is shorter than Taylor Swift by almost 3 inches.
Oh. Yep. Although I remember when we were at the Ask the Professor lunch once, and we were talking about Kate, and Kendra said, does she really have to look that good right after having a baby? Is that really necessary? I'm like,
full blowout.
I don't know quite how she does it either, but... And she's got great taste in clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got the money for that.
She has a staff with taste in clothes.
To her credit, she actually, wears a lot of things more than once.
Yeah. She does.
They're starting to get a little more sensitive to...
A little more frugal.
Yeah. Well, also,
you have a ton of money and you don't pay for anything. And
They're just rerunning old photos. Don't let them fool you.
That's also true. How about Caitlin Clark? Is Caitlin Clark
taller,
the same, or shorter?
No, I'm going to say the same.
I think the same.
Now, Danielle, you said taller was your first impulse. You're right. She's over 6 feet tall.
She's a basketball player. She has to be tall.
No, but she's a guard.
She's a pro basketball player.
Dawn Staley's a good bit shorter, and she played pro basketball and then coaching.
Not all point guards are tough. I mean, look at John Stockton.
I will try to confuse you by giving you this fun fact I learned the other day, because our next person is Detroit celebrity A.J. Hinch, who manages the Tigers. A.J. Hinch is one of the top 5 tallest people in Major League Baseball, but is
shorter
he taller, shorter,
Swift.
Or the same height as Taylor Swift?
I'm going to say shorter, based on that comment.
Wait a minute. One of the top 5 people among managers?
Among all players of baseball.
Oh, no.
Anyone
taller.
Who wears the... Yep.
So it's got to be taller.
Okay, then he has to be taller.
Then he's got to be taller than Taylor Swift.
It's taller. He's over 6'2". Yeah. Oh, okay. A.J. Hinch is a tall guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about Pedro Pascal? Who doesn't like Pedro Pascal?
So taller. Cute.
So cute. Can't wait for the Mandalorian
same?
And Grogu movie.
I'm going to go same.
I'm going to go taller.
Same.
I'm going taller.
It says here Danielle's hot streak has ended.
It's ended.
He's 1 inch taller than Taylor Swift. Oh. Let's see if we can do a quick run here just to make sure we can fit all these great ones in. How about Cher?
Taller.
Shorter.
Ooh. Same.
I'm tempted to say shorter.
Danielle's back on the horse. Cher is 5'7". She is shorter by 3 inches than Taylor Swift.
It's a visual hair. It's the optical illusion.
How about Nicole Kidman?
Taller.
She's only 1 inch taller than Taylor Swift, but she's taller. How about Timothy Chalamet?
Shorter.
They're exactly the same height.
No way.
5'10" is what it says here. Yep.
Finally, actually saw him in something when I watched the Bob Dylan.
Oh yeah, that's
He's
right.
He's been in a number
it's
of good,
good
movies.
Too.
I mean, but I had never seen anything he was in until we watched.
Call Me by Your Name and Beautiful Boy and
you didn't watch
a
Doom?
Good movies.
The new Doom?
No.
I'll send you the commercial I worked with him on.
How about Jack Black?
Shorter.
He is 5'6". I never would have guessed that.
Did you folks see him on Saturday Night Live last week?
Is that width or height?
He was great.
That's height.
I like
How about
to eat. Is that a problem?
Sir Patrick Stewart?
I don't know who that is.
Shorter.
Same.
Shorter.
Same.
Okay.
Shorter.
Gonna go shorter.
Patrick Stewart is shorter than Taylor Swift by about 2 inches. Yep.
Are you gonna ask for Ian McKellen next?
Nope, but how about Daniel Craig?
Taller.
Shorter.
Same.
Well, if we cover all bases.
According to this piece of paper, Daniel Craig is the same height as Taylor Swift.
Okay. According to that piece of paper.
Talk about nice looking.
And it probably came from the internet, so it's got to be true.
How about Hugh Jackman, Wolverine himself?
I think shorter.
Same.
I think same.
I'm gonna go shorter.
He's actually very tall. He's almost 6'3".
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't dress like
Jackman. He doesn't dress like it. What is...
He doesn't wear clothing that makes him look tall.
Okay. He wears clothing that makes him look short.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
He's
got
total eye candy in
a very. He's got a very fun movie coming soon where he raises a bunch of sheep and then they decide to solve his murder. You got to check
very
this out.
Cute. Yeah,
what's that other movie, really the Neil Diamond one? That...
We watched that.
Is it gone?
Samsung Blue. It was great. We really liked it.
I saw the preview. It looked interesting.
I mean, granted, I'm a Neil Diamond fan to begin with, but we thought it was
looked
really
interesting.
Good.
How about looking in a very Canadian direction? Alex Trebek versus Taylor Swift.
Ooh. Same.
It's hard to tell because you never saw him next to anybody.
I think same.
It's true. It's true.
Well, except the contestants.
No, he didn't.
I'm going to go taller.
He kept his distance from them.
Okay. I'm going to go same.
Okay. Unfortunately, I haven't heard the correct answer. He's shorter than Taylor Swift. By. Oh, I'm sorry, Kieran. Sorry. I do get the vibe, though, that he never really took pictures standing next to a lot of people. And Ken Jennings is shorter than that.
Yes.
Not on the list, but yeah.
But you could tell because when he was a contestant, he was clearly shorter than a lot of them.
He had the yellow pages. He was
exactly. He was standing on the brick. Yeah. Michelle Obama versus Taylor Swift.
Oh, taller.
Taller.
Mm-hmm. She is 5'11", so she's taller.
Isn't she one of the tallest first ladies?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
That tracks.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Shorter.
She's tall.
She's pretty tall.
Mm. Is it same?
Same.
I haven't said anything.
I think same.
I haven't said anything. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis is super duper small. She's only 5'7".
Wow.
Okay, that's not super duper small.
I know, but versus everybody else on this list.
If she's super duper small, I'm guessing to Nancy. Then.
So what are you?
5'6".
5'6"?
Same as your wife. So 5'7" is super duper tiny. Then we're to Nancy.
Well, you're very tiny. You're very tiny. The last one on this list that made me laugh as a Gen Xer is Daryl Hannah. She's just known to be like
tall woman.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to say shorter because I don't know who she is.
I think the same.
Splash.
I don't know what Splash is.
She's exactly the same height as Taylor Swift. Daryl Hannah is. Yes.
So they're not asking about Tom Cruise.
There was no Tom Cruise joke in there. No, there
wasn't. I thought they'd ask about Jason Kelsey.
That was a beautiful question.
No Napoleon joke in there. Yeah.
I should ask about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I have a feeling when Judy hears these questions go through, because Danielle is just beaming the entire time, that we're going to get different kinds of who's taller than who kinds of questions. I feel like it's coming.
Well, as long as we're not getting cheese questions again.
What's wrong with the cheese questions?
And we still haven't gotten any ocean liner questions. I mean, I'm still waiting.
We stunk at them, that's why.
Because we stunk at them. The cheese stunk on its own.
We got the ocean liner questions.
It was the stinky cheese show.
I don't think we ever got ocean liner. We got a couple of cruise ship questions. We never got ocean liner.
We did. That is true. That is true. Professors, I'm looking at the timer, and I'm so sorry to tell you that the time has come to say goodbye.
Oh, alas and alack.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Farewell.
Dan.
Bye-bye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Kieran.
Alakaday.
And Beth.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.